Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brua Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Tes Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brua. We are in Simen Shin Vav. And today we're learning especially Lili Nishmas, my mother-in-law, Leah Shalom, Esther Etel, Baz Zalman Yosef, whose fifth yard site is today. Her Neshama Shav and Leah from my learning, and I have tremendous Hakoras Atov to her, not only, of course, for giving me my wife, but for being the wonderful person that she was. Hei Zichro Baruch. We begin today's shiur finishing up a statement that we had introduced yesterday from the Mechaber, that it is permissible to go and teach a person an umnis on Shabbos. And this, we are at the very top line in the Mishnah Brura, Siv Katan Lamed. And the Mishnah Brura explains over here, Dehu Nami Osek B'mitzvah, because it is a mitzvah to learn an umnis. The im ein lo umnis, if a person doesn't have an umnis, if he doesn't have a parnos, if he doesn't have a way to make a living, Osek B'gozel, Rachman Letzlan, he will have to steal. He will do things that are, of course, halachically abhorrent, and therefore we have a mitzvah to teach a person a parnasa, and therefore this is permissible to be done on Shabbos. Obviously you're not allowed to do any surim, but the idea of teaching him over here, there is no forbidden aspect of teaching a person an umnis on Shabbos. I'd like to quote you from the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masku Ulalamdo Sefer O Umnis, and we're about 10-15 lines into this Bir Halacha, and the Chofetz Chaim there writes, Ubifrat biyomenu, especially nowadays, Shakol mispazru b'mekomos harbe, asher ein am Yisrael shomri das hatorim mitzuyin sham. Nowadays we live nebuch amongst a lot of people that are not shomri Torah mitzos. Im lo yeh kovua b'nafsho minurov yedios hatorah ushmiris hamitzos. If a person isn't inculcated in the proper way that one should act both in business as well as in religious life, and one isn't taught properly shmiris Torah mitzos, it's very likely that a person could go about doing malach on Shabbos that's an issa deraisa, sheish bohen chi of skila. Be very, very easy for a person to go and rachmanu litzlan be over yisrum deraisa, the lamites malachos. And we've already mentioned many times that a person who doesn't really study Hilchos Shabbos and doesn't really understand what is involved and what is not involved in being a shomer Torah mitzos, shomer Shabbos, will invariably be a machalo Shabbos. And he writes, "Va'afilu b'limud Torah," and this is true even for Torah learning. "Shiyadur shi'magine min ha'yisur u'masli min ha'chait," which protects a person from suffering and from doing sins. Amru kol ha'Torah she'eni mo melacha. If somebody just spends his time learning Torah and doesn't do work, sofa b'teila the goreris oven. Eventually, this Torah learning will be essentially nullified. It will be wasted, and it will lead him to sin. And kol shekein b'limud ha'melacha b'lo Torah. And obviously, the other way around. If a person just learns melacha, if he just learns parnasa and he doesn't learn Torah, of course, that will be a terrible thing. Mivade goreris avonos harbi, that will lead to many sins. The gam pirtzas hadas bichlolu chas hashalom, lead to a person going off the derech, leading to terrible things. So you really need both. And therefore, it is a mitzvah to learn a parnasa. Of course, Torah is the primacy. Torah is the most important thing. But a person cannot just learn Torah. At least the average person cannot do that. But a person needs to also have a parnasa. Of course, if you can make your parnasa through learning of Torah, call a kavod, and if a person is Baruch Hashem able to be supported by someone who is happy to take upon themselves that burden, so again, call a kavod. That's great for both parties. A Yisachar Zvulun relationship is, of course, a perfect way for a person to be successful both in the Yisachar and the Zvulun aspect of that relationship. In any event, we continue reading now in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, likewise, v'dafka l'daber imrotzu l'staker. When we said that you're allowed to go and hire somebody to teach your son, so that's only talking about hiring the person, avol l'sachro, but to actually go and hire him, and to actually go and say, this will be the wages, that is forbidden. Now, in the Chafetz Chaim over here in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masku, V'davka, L'dabim, Rotsa, L'staker, he points out that there seems to be a conflict over here between the first words of the Mechaber and the last words of the Mechaber. The first words seem to imply that even Stam, you can't hire him, and the second part seems to say only you can't hire him if you discuss the exact amount, but you can actually hire him without discussing the exact amount, and that, in fact, as he says, he thinks is the Halacha L'mai. So he writes, Sarich Ion, Mashma Lechora Gamkin de Dafku Baskora Skum Osir. It's only if you actually hire him for a specific amount, but you could actually hire him without mentioning the specific amount. But he does again say, this is Sarich Ion. In any event, this is permissible, certainly, to go and talk with somebody about potentially hiring them to teach a son. And the Mishnah explains in Sivkot Lamed Aleph, and we've already discussed this, he says, Kenal Besiv Gimel Bahagor Kedea Kedas Hayesh Osrum Shom. This was already forbidden over there, according to the Machmer opinion. Then we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hago yeshomrim de bemakum shenoagim litin lakore batora misha beirach venodir litztak o lachazen. In places where it's customary that after a person got an aliyah, they would make a misha beirach for him, and either the person who was laning the Torah or the gabbai would be given a nedava by the person getting the aliyah to make a misha beirach for him. So the Ramah tells us the osu b'shabbos livsoch kamo yitain. He says you shouldn't specify I'm giving $18, I'm giving $50, I'm giving $10 over here to this person. That's not correct. He shouldn't specify how much he's actually going to give him. He can say, I'll give you something, but he shouldn't specify how much, and this is brought down in the Arzurua. However, the Ramah concludes, and he says, but the Velt doesn't follow this. The Velt, in fact, goes and specifies the amount, because technically you can give tzedakah on Shabbos and specify the amount, as we pointed out in yesterday's year, and therefore they can do this over here as well. Mishbur explains in Sivkan Lamed Beis, so what should you do according to the Machmir position? You should say, Eloyomer Stam, Emor Bavuri, Mishaberach, make a Mishaberach V, and I'll give you an Adava. And that's acceptable, even according to the Machmir opinion. But according to the Meikel opinion, Sivkan Lamed Gimel, you can even specify the amount. Now this is true, even if the person who's getting the money is not a poor person. Vafilu Achazan Oshir, even if the one who's the laner or the gabbai who's getting this money is a rich person. Since you're giving it to him over here and that he should be doing this, so that's called tzorach mitzvah, and even though he's a rich person, you can give it to him, it's not a problem. Announcing certain mitzvos in the shul and their value, there are those that permit this and those that forbid this. According to the opinion that permits it, the lo shayach mekach umemkar ele b'chefet hanikna, because you don't have over here a concern unless it's a specific item. And therefore, in this situation, you don't have to protest it. Uknias makomos bebeis haknesses, selling a place in the shul. V'chein knias esrogim min akol, likewise selling the esrogim from the congregation after sukkos, achar gemar mitzvoson, after the mitzvah is done. And they would take the esrogim and use it for various things, shekonim osom lachilo o lahariach, either for food, eating purposes, or for smelling purposes. That, l'kuliyam, was also, because there's no mitzvah involved over here, that is forbidden. Likewise, v'chein liknos shofar o esrog b'yantif min hamocher esrogim osur, to purchase a shofar or to purchase the esrogim on yantif itself from the person who's selling them, that would be forbidden, and this is brought down in the name of the Mogen Avraham in the Shagas Aryeh. And he says further, v'ayin lekamen b'simin shin chof gimel sifdalid, where this will be discussed in greater detail. And he says, v'inei mekach u'memchar, the concept of buying and selling on Shabbos, which is forbidden. This is true. Echad befer the echad b'mesira. This is true whether you're just verbalizing it or you're actually handing it over. It is forbidden. Gezeira shema yovel uchsiva. As we've mentioned, this is only a din d'rabbanan, and the reason is because the rabbis prohibited you to do mekachu memkor, because when you do sales, people tend to write them down. That would be then an issur d'oraisa of writing. The issue number 23 has a long arichas over here, how one can possibly do this in a way that would not be usur. And he brings down, Lamaisa, can you make a kinyan on Erev Shabbos that would be chal on Shabbos? And he brings down a number of poskim, including the Marshag, who permit this, and as well the Shelos Hatshuv Sholom Eshev and the Chazonish. However, he brings down from Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ksav Sofer that this is not allowed, as well as the Shelos Hatshuvas Avni Nezer. He concludes saying that Ramosha says, since this is a machlokus amongst these great achronim over here, and including the fact that Rabbi Kiva Eger forbids it, so therefore he says, yesh lahach mi b'dov mi sofik, better to not do this al sofik. However, he does bring down certain situations where even Rabbi Kiva Eger would say it is permissible, ayin shom in the rest of this footnote. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he then says, v'gam osu litin matonu l'chaveiro, likewise one should not give a present on Shabbos to his friend, the domi l'makachu memkar, because this is also analogous to a sale, shari yotzi mirshusa, because it goes from your possession into your friend's possession. However, if this matonu, ela de matonu, mutu kishu l'tzoruch Shabbos yontif, if the matonu is for the benefit of Shabbos and yontif, then it's permissible, as we will learn in Mirtz Hashem, k'mo shekos of simin shil chavkin musiv zayin. Likewise, v'chein l'tzorach mitzvah, if it's for the purposes of a mitzvah, it's also allowed. However, v'chein also litein mashkun l'chaber, but you can't give something to your friend to watch for you, as a collateral, for example, elam kein hu l'tzorach mitzvah or l'tzorach Shabbos, unless, again, it's also for a tzorach mitzvah or for a need for Shabbos. And this is brought down by the Magen Avraham in the name of other poskim. The issue for number 24 brings down from the Mari Asad that when you are giving a present on Shabbos, you can also make a t'nai that the person is not makabel the present on Shabbos and will only accept it on Matzei Shabbos, and therefore you could actually give it to him on Shabbos, but it doesn't become his until Matzei Shabbos. In the issue footnote 25, he brings down that Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal brings down that to forgive a person, to absolve a person from having to pay a chov, that's not a concern of mekach umemkar, and you could forgive a person giving you money. You can forgive a debt on Shabbos. That's not a problem. It's not a kinyan over here. And he brings down as well from the Shelos Hashuvas Torah Lishmo the same idea. Mechilas chov eino dome lemekach umemkar. That's not considered a transaction that is forbidden because there is just a siluk the shibud. You're just removing the shibud and you're not doing something physically. And he says, mikol makom, you shouldn't do this in front of Edim because that would then lead to potentially davar chol b'Shabbos. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, because of oath, furthermore, the lefizeh, ma shenogun liten kelim b'maton l'chosin adorish. There was a custom that the chosin would give a drasha, mestama, on his ofruf or on right before the wedding in a Shabbos. If the wedding was, let's say, Motzi Shabbos, so they would give him various utensils or various presents at the time of the drasha. He says, eino nochol, it's not proper to do that on Shabbos. However, miyu, ma shemachayvim kitzas liten lo domim efshod ashari, but if you obligate yourself, so to say, to give him money, that would be acceptable, given the biyod l'asur, because you could still technically retract this at any point in time, and he says this is further discussed in the El Yerabba, in the El Yerabba. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Mutter limdod b'Shabbos medida shel mitzvah. You're allowed to measure on Shabbos. Normally you're not allowed to measure things on Shabbos, but you're allowed to measure on Shabbos a measuring that is for a mitzvah. What is an example of that? Kegon, limdod im yesh b'mikvah arbom so. You want to know if the mikvah has a kosher amount of water in it. Minimum amount the mikvah has to have is 40 saw. So you measure out. Does it have 40 saw? So the answer is we don't know. So you're allowed to measure it on Shabbos to see that it does in fact have the status of being a kosher mikvah. Mishabur explains in Siv Katan Lamed Daled, even though normally we don't allow you to do a dinder abonim, measuring over here is something that would normally be usher. So we normally don't allow you to do something that's usher to do a mitzvah, as we've already learned in yesterday's shir. Nevertheless, shiny medida. Medida is different, measuring is different. Because the lo heavy iser kokach, it's a little bit different than other isurim. It's only usher over here, mishum the heavy kov de chol, because it's a chol, it's a weekday type of an activity, and that's why the rabbis forbade it, and therefore they didn't institute such a forbiddance, lahachi shari b'makom mitzvah, when you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. The issue foot number 29 brings down a couple of interesting points. He says, for example, let's say you want to walk on Shabbos and you don't know where the tchum is. So you can measure out your mind that taking 2,000 steps, which will be roughly approximately 2,000 amos. So he said that's also called the medida shomitzah and would be permissible. And likewise, he says, if you want to use some sort of a measuring cup to use on Shabbos, so then she'ein zenira kuvd in the chol, so you'd be allowed to fill up such a measuring cup and realize that you put in 8 ounces in it or something like that. He says that would be permissible as well because it doesn't look like it's uvd in the chol. The issue of number 30 brings down a very important idea. What about using a thermometer on Shabbos? So we're talking here obviously not with an electrical, a digital thermometer, because that has its own separate problems and would be forbidden. But Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how the Igros Moshe brings down that it is permissible even for a healthy person to use a thermometer on Shabbos. And the reasoning is because the problem with measuring over here, as we said, is uvdin d'chol. So uvdin d'chol means something that's normally done on a weekday for work purposes or some other tzorech. And taking your temperature is done for the person, for his benefit, and that's not considered uvdin d'chol. And therefore, he says you don't have to protest if somebody wants to measure their temperature on Shabbos using a thermometer. He does bring down yesh mailu lahach mishalolim dod afilu esachom. He does say there is an inyan over here not to do this, but he says afarot lahokel a limchos bo. You don't have to protest if somebody does want to take their temperature. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who says shemutu limdom chom b'shabes kivin shalachora ein ma'ase nechshav ki uvdin d'chol. He says there really is no real iser over here, and he says elohim kein osek bo b'shabes be'osa ofen shemesasek bo b'chol utzorach tovah she'asa b'shabes. The only time it would be forbidden is if you're doing something that would normally done on a weekday for work purposes, but for measuring a person's temperature, that's not considered a halachic problem. He therefore writes as well that the thermometer is not considered something that is muktzah, it's considered a kli shemalachto leheter, and you'd be allowed to move it, af shelo letzorach gufo makom, even if there's no need for the space or for the item itself, you still would be allowed to move it, it's not muktzah. He also brings down from Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal Nigris Moshe that for a chola, one should not be machmir, and you certainly can go take his temperature lechatrila, and also lahachmir, because you should not be machmir for a chola, for a sick person. He then brings down from Nissan Karolitz Shlita that one is permissible in this situation as well, using the old-fashioned blood pressure cuffs, not with an electrical one, the digital one, but the old-fashioned blood pressure cuffs that don't involve any isser of chashmal, of a problem with a light, that it's permissible to take the blood pressure of a sick person on Shabbos as well when needed. Back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'limdod ezor mishu chola. v'lechosh olav kemoshin noagim anoshim mutter. This is a strange thing that the Mechaber is bringing down, I believe, from the Tur, and he says that it was the custom for women in those days that they would go measure out a belt and use it in certain ways for a sick person, and they would say various incantations on this when they would do this, and this is considered permissible to go and measure the belt in this situation, because the heavy medida shel mitzvah, because this is also included in the mitzvah of rapo yirape. This was some sort of an amulet type of a cure, a non-physical type of a cure, which they were accustomed to doing, and therefore it is permissible. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Vav explains the medida rufuhi. This was medicinal. Rufu saguf mitzvah, and healing somebody is a mitzvah. Ugzeirah shichas samamonim lo shayi ba'ai. Normally we say that there is forbidden. It's forbidden to use medicines on Shabbos because of the concern that you come to grind the actual medications in this of Daraisa. So that doesn't apply over here to non-physical type of treatments. That only applies Ela Rafua Sheshba Mamish. That's a scientific type of a Rafua. Kigo Mashka, when you're giving them something to drink, or Ochel, or something to eat. He brings down for the name of the El Yoraba. However, in this situation where it is a metaphysical amulet type of occurrence, there is no Xero of Shrika Sammon. Now, we skipped Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Hey, let's do that now. V'hu adin, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here, the mutu limdod chor sheish b'kosel amafsik. Likewise, one would be allowed to go measure out a hole in a wall and to see how large it is, to see im yesh bo poseach tefach lohovi hatuma me'acheder shameis bo lacheder somuchlo. This is in regards to knowing, can tuma go from one room to another room if there is a space or opening of a certain size, what's called a poseach tefach, a certain amount of space, a tefach by a tefach, approximately 3.5 to 4 inches by 3.5 to 4 inches, so tuma could go from one room to another room. This would be important in days when they were dealing with tuma and tara, and even is applicable nowadays, and sometimes as a kohen have to leave a room. The afal gav sheyicholam hakohanim lo tzeis b'menu. He says, don't measure it, just have the kohanim leave. So he says, mikol mokom, kimin shemodei shiurei Torah, lo mechzei kuv d'dechoh. He says, even though you technically could say just to the kohen, leave the room, and this way there'll be no problem. No, since you want to measure out the shiurim over here, midaraisa, so you are allowed to go measure this. It's not called uvda dechol. He says furthermore, v'uadin, the muta limdot kedei l'shar shir shishim levatel ez iser. Likewise, you could go and measure out, is there 60 keneged this item over here? Can you be mevatel something b'shishim? Something is batel b'shishim. If there's 60 of heter against this one of iser, so then the iser is nullified, so you'd be allowed to go measure in this situation as well. The kivin du l'slamet al dvar hora, lohevei ku uvdin d'chol. Since you need this over here, so you can paskin halacha, it's also not called uvda d'chol. The issue for number 32 adds over here, this would be even permissible if the Issa fell in before Shabbos started and you only find out about it on Shabbos. We don't say, oh, you should have known beforehand, but no, if you're only finding out about it on Shabbos, it's permissible to go and measure out the Shishim Kenegedit even on Shabbos. We can start Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, Hirur b'yasok of Mutter. Thinking about your own personal deals and financials, that is permissible technically on Shabbos. As Mishnah Berurah in Siv Kot Lamed Zayin explains, the Siv v'daber dover, you're not allowed to talk about these types of asok of your business dealings on Shabbos, dibaroser, however, hirur is mutter. Thinking about them is permissible technically. The issue foot number 37 has a very, very important discussion over here. What about students going in to do work on Shabbos? They're not going to be actually Mechal Shabbos, but they're obviously going to go and see things. So he brings down, for example, students that are student doctors, can they go watch an operation on Shabbos? So he brings down an important distinction between a doctor who might be allowed to go and watch something on Shabbos, and this is the opinion Lemaisa of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, brought down the Nishmas Avram, Shemutu lerofe listakel binisuach kidei lislamet, a physician, let's say a guy who's already a resident, he has some patient responsibilities, so he's allowed to watch on Shabbos a operation. He has an obligation to know how to do this. He's already a doctor. However, he says, "Ach, student, a student, however, who's only learning and is not really responsible to take care of sick people, should not go and watch an operation on Shabbos." Very interesting tshuva. The Mechaber continues, however, he says, while technically may be allowed for a person to think about his work on Shabbos, as long as he doesn't talk about it, the Mechaber gives great advice. In order to, however, have a wonderful Shabbos, mitzvah shelo yachshol behem klal, it would be much preferable, and it's actually a mitzvah, for a person not to think about his work at all on Shabbos. And he should view it as if all his work is already done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of that, and he doesn't have to think or worry about his work. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Ches, Umikol shekein im yeshlo ayidei ahirur tirdas alev u'da'ogar, the Yizhar b'zeh. Certainly, if a person is going to be bothered if he thinks about his work, and it's going to cause him akmas nefesh, it's going to cause him trouble, he's going to have bad thoughts about it and worry about it, he certainly shouldn't. And he says, look in the Beis Yosef, where in Dishu, foot number 38, he brings down, it's actually also then to think about this. And he points out from the davening, we say, Menucha Shalom Hashkeit Bevetach, Menucha Shleim Hashata Rotzeba. That's the right way that a person should have true Menucha on Shabbos and not think about his work. He does point out, if you get an Oneg out of thinking about of your work, so then it would be permissible. Finally, Sivkat Lamates, Mishbor says that this is based upon Kiyisa Mechilta Parashas Yisro. It says, Sheshes Yom Tavov Yasis Kol Malachtecha. 6 days of the week, you should do all your work. The Chiyev Shal Yodim Lasos Kol Malachtam Sheshes Yom. Can you finish off all your work in 6 days? El Shavos, you should rest after the 6 days. Kilu Kol Malachtecha. So you should view it as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of the rest of your work and you should not worry about it. With that, we conclude today's shiur.